Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. Strongly favor a specific religion over all others. And in particular, this seems to be most with proselytizing Christianity and a lot of that that goes on within the military, and oftentimes it's by base commanders and base chaplains and, you know, leadership within at local installations. And there was a complaint that had been filed that the MRFF got involved with, and the Army is supporting the changes of rules that supported what the MRFF had been involved with. And there's a bunch of very conservative congressmen who are very upset with the Army for interfering with what they refer to as their freedom of religion rights, basically the right to proselytize and promote Christianity over all other religions in an official capacity. So that was kind of a thing. I just saw the headline for that, that the Army is supporting the decisions, you know, the MRFF's position, and their members of Congress are upset about it. And I just thought that was really appropriate to read just as we were getting ready for this secret broadcast. You know, freedom of religion. Oh, Jesus. Oh, cool. Get my hat. So, I mean, it's a First Amendment thing.
It is. And tonight we are going to be raising some energy. We're going to be calling on Libertas, otherwise known as the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
But it had an earlier name, and it's part of Greek mythology, right?
Yeah.
I'm not super up on Greek deities, because we tend to work with others from other cultures, but not exclusively.
Yeah, yeah.
So, she is a good focal point deity to kind of focus your visualizations on, maybe the scales of justice as well. And perhaps a few other deities as well that work with justice or help to balance the scales of justice. And earlier this month, I was racking my brain on what I want to do for July. It's a full moon that is in between any solstice, any of the fire festivals like Beltane or Lunisod, which is coming up in early August, or the equinoxes. And I was asked by Reverend Celine Fox, who has started to do Zoom-based, well, an online-based full moon rituals that are then live-streamed to the Circle community page.
Facebook page.
Yeah, Facebook page. And so they're going to be doing something that's Justice, Liberty League related. And I figured, you know what? We'll do our own version of that too. As we're coming up on this particular 4th of July, we have a number of huge societal issues going on right now. The continued overt violence, overt discrimination, and it's not even subtle anymore. You know, there's overt discrimination against African Americans, and while there is certainly against other minorities, the discrimination against African Americans in the United States has been front and center for many, many decades. It absolutely didn't go away after slaves were freed in the 1860s.
There's been discrimination against African Americans in the U.S. since the 1600s.
Yeah, since they first were forced onto the shores of the Americas.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And interestingly, as we're talking about all this, as we were setting up, we were moving everything off of the coffee table and setting up our little altar space, David was telling me about all the various marches that are going on downtown in D.C. here this weekend.
Yeah.
And there are a number of ones that are centering around the Black Lives Matter movement and different types of protests regarding that. So I thought it would be just a really good idea.
We live in Northern Virginia, and I work in Washington, D.C. So for us, these protests and stuff are just down the street, almost just down the road, really. They're right next door. We're hearing about these. And so, for us, so that's like we tend to hear about these a lot more than they're reported on in the news. There's a lot more stuff that goes on, a lot more in the way of protests and rallies and marches and vigils and things that go on in Washington, D.C., than we ever see in the news. And even today, the Black Lives Matter movement has really lost a lot of focus in the media. There's not as much talked about it, as it was just a couple of weeks ago.
Right. And the media, we know, doesn't do a very good job. They're all...
short attention span.
They have a short attention span. They're ratings-focused. What is the most pressing issue that people are talking about? And we do have a very big real-world issue going on. Unlike other countries, the United States has had an upswing in most of the states, most of our 50 states, with the number of new coronavirus.
Over 30 states have had increases?
Over 36 states.
Yeah.
For the moment, I'll say for the millisecond, Virginia seems to be holding steady, but I'm not holding my breath because we know that people want to do what they want to do regardless of the impact on other humans, which is sad and pathetic, but it's the way of the world. So there's all these things going on, and it can be hard to focus your attention on something that I think is, when you look at it in this particular way, it is an underlying issue that is part of the fabric of all of the societal problems in the United States, and it is inequity. Inequity between the richest people and the poorest people, between anybody who is seen as other than the dominant religion, the dominant, I don't like to use the word race. When I talk in my biology classes, I'll tell them outright, race is a made-up construct. And are there different cultures? Yes. Do people come from different parts of the world? Absolutely. But this idea that there are different races was made up by white Europeans and those in Great Britain to solidify and legitimize discrimination against people that were not white.
Right. You can't say that you're better than somebody else if you say they're the same. So you say, well, they're a different race than I am. And you start saying it enough, and it builds traction, and it builds up steam, and then it's seen, okay, then people accept it, that this person who is a different skin color from a different part of the world is a different race, and my race is better than them. But we're all human beings. We're all the same species. We're all the same.
Yes, absolutely all the same species.
The amount of melanin.
Yes, it is melanin.
Yes, the amount of melanin you know, present in your skin has nothing to do with your degree of human beingness.
Human.
You know? I mean, yeah. So if you didn't know, we're a little bit, we have feelings about this. So we're all people.
Yeah, we're all humans. And we're going to be calling on the goddess. We're going to start this in just a minute. I don't know if I'm going to keep my Red Witch's hat on. It's a felted hat. I guess it's not felted. I don't know how it's made. Was it knitted?
I think it's knitted.
But it's a super, super tight weave. Mad props to the person.
Whoever made these hats we bought.
I know. They're really warm. They're great. They would be great for winter. Not so much when it's the middle of summer. Blech. All right. So, without further ado, let's turn on the juju to call on our deities and ancestors and forces of nature and whoever else, whatever else you deem to be sacred, to aid us in furthering the cause of freedom and equality for everyone, and especially for those people that do not have it right now. Just because it's written on paper does not mean it's a reality for people. Take a moment, plant your feet flat on the ground if you are outside or the room or space that you are in. Do some grounding. Take some deep breaths. Clear out the stresses. Center ourselves. And with that spark, that fire that burns within all of us, we're going to take that and let it extend out upwards. Out of your crown and or out of your fingertips. We're going to weave this web of energy, of connectivity to everyone listening now and listening in the time and space beyond. Imagine these little tendrils of light, little sparks of energy reaching out beyond you to connect with members of our tribe close by, hundreds or even thousands of miles away. Feel those sparks of connectivity. As you imagine and visualize these connections. Imagine these webs of light becoming brighter and more intense, and the space being filled in is more opaque, so that as we connect to more and more of each other, we feel this warm, radiant light of love and community and acceptance. For all, our circle is cast, so mote it be.
So mote it be. We turn to our attention to the east, and we call on the powers and the elementals and the guardians and the spirits of the east and the sacred element of the air. May your winds blow among us and move and stir our emotions, and move and stir our imagination as we envision a world where all are treated with equal respect and equal dignity and equal justice. Let the winds inspire us to find new and creative ways to let that happen, to manifest the dream. And we call on these elementals and the spirits and the guardians of the east and the air to be with us, to be among us, to protect us and to guide us tonight and always. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And we turn now to the south. To the noonday sun. We call upon and welcome spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire. Keep that spark of passion and motivation burning within all of us to keep us vigilant and focused so that we may continuously work towards freedom and justice for all of us, but especially for those who've been harmed the most by the many inequities in our world. And may your fires of protection protect those who are most at risk of being harmed by discrimination, racism, and hatred in this country. So that all may be safe from harm. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the south and fire, We welcome you. So mote it be.
So mote it be. And we call to the spirits, elementals, guardians of the West, and the sacred waters. Let your spirit move among us to bring compassion and empathy where there is none, to remind us to be compassionate and empathetic towards others, and to heal those wounds, both physical, mental, and spiritual, which people have suffered due to the injustice, inequality, let your waters soothe and heal, and remind us all to be thoughtful and compassionate to our fellow beings. Let the healing happen. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the West and of the sacred waters, we welcome you. So mote it be.
And we turn our attention to the earth, the sacred element of earth and of Mother Earth, and the sacred direction of north. And we ask to provide us with the steadfastness and grounding we need to keep us focused on the tasks at hand, to work towards a better future. We ask and are blessed by the physical sustenance that you provide, and be that continuing force to keep us present in the here and now. Spirits, elementals, and guardians of the north and earth, we welcome you. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And we ask for the blessings from the ancestors, those who have gone before, our ancestors, of our biological family or our pagan families, our teachers, our guides, those people in our life that had a profound impact on who we are today. We ask that the ancestors watch over us. Watch over those who are in the most dire need of help. Be it from disease, or protection for those of your descendants who are in the most need of your assistance. Bless us with your wisdom in our dreams and help us to be compassionate, empathetic people, to aid those who have the same desires for equality as everyone else. Ancestors, we welcome you. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And we call upon the goddess of freedom and justice for all. Let us not forget that this goddess is the welcoming presence that people immigrating to our shores first see if they come into New York City's harbor.
Yep.
And the ancestors of so many immigrants who came to the United States. This goddess of ancient times that we still call upon today, Libertas, goddess of liberty, goddess of justice for all, goddess of freedom for all, regardless of the color of your skin, regardless of who you love, regardless of your religion,
gender identification,
or your gender identification, regardless of who you are as a human being, we call on Libertas to lend us her energies, to empower us, to inspire us, to protect those who are in most need of your assistance. Protect them from discrimination. Protect them from harm caused by those who hate merely because someone is different. Protect those most at risk of physical harm and emotional harm by those who seek to keep things in this idea of a monochromatic United States that never existed. Libertas, we call on you to protect us, to guide us, to grant us wisdom, to grant us illumination so that we may know the things that we need to do to be allies to those that need our help the most. Libertas, 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 libertas. Libertas, 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 libertas. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
And I have candles of three different colors. Red for protection. White for peace and white for justice.
Mm-hmm.
Blue for peace and healing.
Yep.
And I first light this candle.
Which one?
This red candle. Protect those from discrimination, racism, and hatred. Protect African Americans in this country from harm by overt and not overt acts of racism and discrimination.
Yep.
Keep them safe from harm. Keep their families safe. Keep protesters of this movement safe from recrimination. Protect these most vulnerable members of our society right now. Protect women so that they may be allowed to have bodily autonomy, be allowed to make the best reproductive choices for themselves and their families. Protect members of the LGBTQIA community. That they may be allowed to live and love who they want to love and express themselves in a way that resonates with them. Protect them from job discrimination. Protect them from violence perpetrated by those who are hateful and intolerant. And I now light this white candle of justice, those most recent and even not so recent victims of crimes simply for having the wrong color of skin. Those men and women who were simply at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
Targeted for the color of their skin. Grant them justice. Allow their perpetrators to be held accountable for their crimes against these people, these specific people of color. And we ask for justice for those recent members of the LGBT community, in particular, trans women who are still being murdered in the United States with very little legal recourse against those who perpetrated those crimes. So we ask for justice. We ask for those goddesses of justice to give these victims some justice for dying at the hands of others for no other reason than because they are different. And I light this last candle of blue for peace and healing. May we work better as a species to respect other humans. May we have some peaceful resolution to these violent acts perpetrated against these members of our society. May there be healing. May we build more bridges of understanding so that people learn to be more sympathetic and empathetic and compassionate for others who are not like us, for those who are seen as quote-unquote different. Peace, justice, equality. 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 Justice, equality, peace, justice, equality, peace, justice, equality, peace, justice, equality, peace, justice, equality. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Libertas, watch over these most vulnerable people in our society. Grant those of us who have benefited from the advantages of being born melanin deficient, aka white,
right,
European descent, grant us continued understanding so that we may help those who need our help the most in our society, African Americans, those Latinos that are still being held without due process for trying to seek asylum in this country from parts of the world that are more violent and chaotic than even here. Which can be a hard thing for people to conceptualize. There are still children being separated, that are still separated from their families, and they need justice too.
Yep.
She's Roman.
Yeah.
Sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
I said Greek.
Yeah. It's okay. I'm looking it up on the internet. Yes, and the largest representation of Libertas is the Statue of Liberty. Libertas was used as a basis for the design of that statue by the sculptor. The old versions and old depictions and stuff of Libertas. So, Lady Liberty, which is Latin for, you know, Libertas is Latin for liberty. So there you go. Also represented by Columbia, of whom there's a statue on top of the U.S. Capitol building.
Yes.
In Washington, D.C. Yes, the capital of the United States of America has a goddess on the top of the building.
So this idea that people still persist in believing that we were a Christian-founded nation, we have to scoff.
Yeah, yeah. Right. So, yeah, Selena has talked about that many times in her podcasts and stuff, too. She's talked about Libertas and Columbia and Lady Liberty and the different incarnations of...
a rerun podcast on that this coming weekend?
I think so. Let me double check.
I think so, too. It's a really good podcast. We've listened. One of the benefits of doing the quote-unquote engineering,
yeah,
and we press some buttons, and we have really good internet connectivity, and so we're able to do these things that she cannot do in the woods of Wisconsin, which is why we do the engineering here,
right,
in Northern Virginia. But one of the benefits is that we have been able to listen to this huge, huge wealth of information that Selena has on 1,050 different topics,
yeah,
that she has talked about. And for those who are still newer to listening to these podcasts, we first started out on a different network, and the first shows that Selena did were back in November of 2011. And we have those archived as well, and on a variety of different topics and seasonal celebrations and different deities and working with different things in nature in a sacred way. And this topic happens to be one of them.
No, she's going to be talking about, this coming Sunday evening, July 5th, on Nature Mystic, is a replay of the program of American Goddesses. We learn about Lady Liberty, Lady Justice, Columbia, Minerva. Oh, yeah, Minerva. The Library of Congress has a large mosaic on the wall of Minerva. That's Minerva's temple. It's dedicated to Minerva. And on the doors at the Library of Congress, on one of the buildings, there's three buildings that make up the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C., and there's some other facilities too. But on one of the buildings, around the doors, are names of various gods and goddesses from different cultures. And then in the main building that has the Jefferson building that has all the exhibits and stuff, the museum-type building, as you go up the stairs, there's an overlook area where you can see down into the main research area, the congressional research area, where members of Congress and their staff are able to do research and stuff. And you can there's an overlook little spot where you can stand, and it's all plexiglass and stuff, so you can't bother anybody. As you go up the steps to this overlook area inside the building, there's a huge, it's, I don't know, 8 feet tall mosaic, you know.
Oh, it's big.
It's big.
It's a great big panel.
Of Minerva. So you've got to pass by Minerva to get up there, to see that. So that's kind of a thing. So we got Libertas, we have Columbia on top of the Capitol building, and then across the street is the Library of Congress's Jefferson building that's referred to as the Temple of Minerva, because she was the goddess of wisdom and it's library, so that's a big deal. So that'll be on the 5th, on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Also, the actual full moon is at what time tomorrow?
Oh, pop quiz. I remember.
You usually keep up with that.
The full moon will be early Sunday morning. At 12:44 a.m. Eastern. So Saturday night, Sunday morning at 12:44 Eastern time.
Okay.
A.m.
Because Circle's full moon is tomorrow night. And this is going to be one of the ones that I'm going to be Zooming for. I'm Zooming.
The Zoom engineer?
Yeah, I'm the Zoom.
The Zoom engineer?
I'm the Zoom engineer, again, because, A, I've got experience with it, but also here where we live, we have just great connectivity, and we can manage things from our end. So Selena's going to be leading, with the help of some friends, a Zoom full moon ritual that will be live broadcast on Facebook through Circle Sanctuary's
Circle Sanctuary Facebook group?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So look for that. Do a basic search. In fact, I think she probably...
She'll tweet about it and post about it.
So yes. So look for those, and it'll start right at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 Central, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, since that always gets left out, 5 p.m. Pacific. So look for that as well. I'm going to be up there, too. I don't know if I'm going to have – I haven't decided if I'm going to have a role, do something or say something.
Mm-hmm.
I might say something. But I'm going to decorate a little spot behind me. For tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got going on. And rather than, I don't like the word dismiss, because humans don't dismiss gods. That's kind of a...
Or the elementals.
Or the elementals. They're kind of here.
I always thought of that as a little...
arrogant?
Yeah.
Is that human hubris?
Yes.
So we are going to thank our elements, spirits, and guardians of our four sacred directions of the north and earth, of the west and water, of the south and fire, of the east and air for being with us. I'm going to keep these going for a little while. In fact, I might just keep them up through tomorrow night.
Oh, was it the pillow candles?
Yeah.
Quarter candles? So we've talked about this before. Our quarter candles are glass-filled candles. They're white, and they have a crocheted cozy around them that we got from somewhere that have the symbols of each element.
We bought them at Mystic South.
It was at Mystic South, wasn't it?
Yep.
Down in Atlanta. That unfortunately had to cancel this year, but we're looking forward to next year. Awesome work. It's a great convention.
We're
going
to save up a lot of money to make up for all the things we can't do this year.
Yes.
So y'all be saving up your pennies for that.
So we got some amazing stuff, but they have the element symbol, you know, little triangle symbol for each element on them. So that's what we use every time. And we usually put them out a little bit after ritual, but you're going to keep them going this time around through the full moon thing tomorrow night?
I think so.
That's cool. Okay.
And since for the ancestor, the other candles, the ancestor, the white justice candle, the red protection candle, the blue peace and healing candle, they're all spell candles. And one of the reasons we do that is A, space constraints, but also because we have cats who, not all of them are the brightest bulbs in the box.
Yeah.
And we can't really keep things burning without...
Where they can get to it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we just can't.
Yeah.
So, they'll burn down in a shorter period of time, and then we have our tall...
central candle.
Yeah, full size.
Yeah.
1-inch taper that's like, I don't know, 10 inches tall and
12.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll keep that going for a while too. So we would like to thank Libertas and ask that Libertas stick around because she will be being called on tomorrow night for sure. And I have no doubt there are lots of other people, practitioners and groups and covens. And Groves, they'll be likely doing similar types of work this weekend.
Yeah.
So we would like to thank everyone for being with us here in the present time and space and in the time and space beyond. And I'd like to thank Circle Sanctuary for allowing David and I and Laura Gonzalez, who does her own show in engineering for all the Spanish language shows, which we have a number of.
Plus the Lunatic Mondays, which is the English.
Yeah, her own shows. And
Reverend Circle Minister Deborah Rose.
Yep.
Who does Circle Talk every Tuesday night. Well, not every Tuesday, second and fourth Tuesday, first and third Tuesday.
First and third Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Every month.
Yeah. So we have a lot of stuff going on the Pagan, on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcast. And there'll be more stuff going on the Facebook page too. We had a big time with the Pagan Spirit Gathering virtual PSG that happened recently, on the PSG page. So, you know, it's, lots of things to do and connect with online.
Yeah.
Virtually through podcasts and live streams and Facebook videos and whatnot. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. And there is a particular song. Well, one thing we did not super focus on this time that we'll be focused on tomorrow's ritual, I'm sure, is religious freedom.
Yeah.
Not that it has necessarily taken a back seat, but some of the more pressing concerns of what has gone on with our communities of color recently, and of course the pandemic, which is not going away, and we have to figure out new ways to live and new ways to interact before there are better treatments and technologies out there.
Just a better understanding of how this virus actually...
Yes. Scientists are still...
Does the thing, yeah.
They are still actively doing research every day all over the world trying to understand this better.
You see stuff almost every week about what we thought we knew was a little bit wrong. This is something we think we know now about what the virus does and how it reacts to people and who's most risk and all this stuff. It seems to change every few weeks or so because they keep learning more. You know, it's just a learning process. It's a new, they call it a novel coronavirus. It is new to humanity. So it's a new thing. Okay. So religious freedom. We're going to close out with a song by Celia that she wrote for the 2017.
No.
No.
2007. Seven.
Pagan Spirit Gathering, which was focused on religious freedom for the military. Excuse me. And the Pentacle Quest. And at the time, the fight was going on to get the Pentacle approved by the Department of Veterans Affairs as an approved symbol for VA-issued headstones, markers, and plaques. We got it. It's there, along with others, the Thor's Hammer and Mjolnir,
mm-hmm.
and the Awen symbol for the have been approved as well, along with many others by the Department of Veterans Affairs so they can be placed on markers that are issued by the VA for veterans. So Celia wrote a song. She heard the story, talking to Selena and stuff, and she wrote a song about this, and it was like the anthem of the quest.
Right.
It really was. It's an amazing song. So we'll close with that tonight. Come on. Okay?
Good night. Thank you, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
An American soldier came home today, wrapped up as cargo in an American flag. He asked for one sweet silent symbol on his grave, but the VA gun said, "Sorry, son, request denied." Well, he served as any other with his hands. Pray to Father Sky, he bowed down to Mother Earth. He honored air and water and the fire he danced around. But you didn't honor him before you put him in the ground. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. Excuse me, sir, I think you're wrong. I checked him the last time I read the doctrine. It said, practicing your faith is not a crime. So let this soldier rest, honor his request. You sent that little girl crying home from school, told her she was evil and she disobeyed the rules. You took away her pendant, grandmother's gift, but the other kids are free to wear their. And she knows that if you catch her, that you'll have her expelled. She's frightened every member of the family's going to hell. She's all messed up, she's 5 years old, she doesn't know her rights. But her daddy is a lawyer, so get ready for the fight. So hard for us. American soldier came home today, wrapped up as cargo in an American flag. He asked for one sweet silent symbol on his grave, but the VA gun said, "Sorry, son, request a night." Well, he served as any other with his hands and with his heart. He prayed to Father Sky, he bowed down to Mother Earth. He honored air and water and the fire he danced around, but you didn't honor him before you put him in the ground. It's a symbol, it's a sign, it stands for everything divine. Excuse me, sir, I think you're on that check since the last time I read the doctrine. It said, practicing your faith is not a crime. So let this soldier rest, honor his request. You sent that little girl crying home from school. Disobeyed the rules. You took away her pendant, grandmother's gift, but the other kids are free to wear their crucifix. And she knows that if you catch her, that you'll have her expelled. She's frightened every member of the family's gone to hell. She's all messed up, she's 5 years old, she doesn't know her rights, but her dad, he is a lawyer, so get ready for the fight. Freedom to stand up and fight for what we believe in. He's a believer and he wears it on his arm. First day new job, he set off all of the alarms. The memo spread like wildfire that the devil had arrived, and the virus got to corporate and they fired him by five. Now all this so hard for
Network podcasts presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org and follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSN podcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.